Okay, thank you. Today we're meeting to consider the threat plan and the APP of the IDC and its wholly subsidiary, which is the CIFA. And colleagues, there's something technically that we'll need to deal with in the next 15 minutes. And I will request that you allow us, that is the management of this committee, to deal with the matter quickly. For just about 15 minutes, and when we come back, we will then indicate what was the matter about. Before you stand up, because I haven't said so. I'm putting this before us, members. Just 15 minutes. And trust me, we'll be back immediately after that.
Madam Chair, can I just find out?
Yes,
I mean,
I'm expecting you to comment.
Thank you very much. You know me by now. It's now 2 o'clock. It's the time for the committee to start. And I mean, I don't know what is the nature of the management committee, who wants to, what they need to deal with. You haven't told us anything about that. And I think it's a bit unfair to come to a time that the committee must start, and now we must all go out because you want to meet with your management committee. That should have been happened this morning. Please, I mean, because otherwise we are just running out of time. You know how it normally happens. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mare. That's why I said technical. I wouldn't have come here and attend the meeting, which is something unusual, if it wasn't serious. It's something that is of emergency nature, and we have to attend to it, unfortunately, before we commence with the meeting. And I just beg your pardon on that one, and please, beg for your understanding. And as I say, as soon as we come back, I will give you the reasons why. It's part of the meeting. That's why I had to open the meeting first and then request for that agenda. Just 15 minutes, come back and deal with it, please. If you can just afford us that opportunity. It's not to undermine you, but it's just to request for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Colleagues, as I said, really appreciating the opportunity given to us for that short meeting. Yes, that short meeting was related to the meeting that is scheduled. And it's indeed Mr. Marais scheduled to start at 2. I needed to consult on the procedure related to this particular meeting. In terms of the rules of Parliament, we're supposed to have received the strat plans of both the department and the public entities with the due date of Friday, was it the 27th of June 2014, referred to us through the Speaker's office for deliberations today. We have since not received the strat plan. We have since received the strat plan of the department and other entities, but we haven't received a strat plan of the IGC, that is what they refer to as the corporate strategic plan. We, however, have received copies of their presentation that will be speaking to their threat plan that we have not yet received. We have since looked into the matter and feel that due to the non-availability of the strat plan, which is a requirement, we should not consider any presentation from the IDC and its subsidiary, and that we seek a meeting with the minister prior or after the EPC with an aim of clarifying the matter further. Why is the threat plan not tabled to Parliament? It is a requirement that's done. And after that, we can then call the meeting wherein we're going to be receiving a presentation. We are taking that before you as a committee so that you can then take a decision. In terms of the rules, actually not the rules, but the Money Bills Amendment Act, that is Section 10C, it states that the relevant member of cabinet must table updated strategic plans for each department, public entity, or institution, which must be referred to the relevant committee for consideration and report. So that is a requirement, colleagues. If you look at Section 52 of the PFMA, it also talks to Schedule 2 and 3 entities that must submit to the relevant member of the executive the strat plan or corporate plan, the annual report, and any other relevant documentation for consideration also by that ministry. I must say we never had such a challenge before. This is for the first time. We've been getting corporate strategic plans of the IDC. This is something new. And the fact that we only got it late, it's another challenge. And the time period that we are given to process this doesn't allow us even to look at this matter otherwise. I see a hand from Mr. Murray.
Chairperson, my view is, I mean, I concur with you, the fact that it is not acceptable that we must have a presentation on the corporate plan and we don't have the strategic plan in advance. I mean, that is unacceptable. But one must now decide how to treat what we have got in front of us. We have got the day, the people are here. We must obviously, you know, when we listen to them, and if we listen to them, and I would suggest that one listen to them, then it is purely a presentation. And it cannot replace a proper interrogation into the strategic plan, because we haven't had the opportunity to prepare ourselves in terms of the strategic plan to interrogate it properly today. So my view is we will have to have a situation, an opportunity afterwards that we can thoroughly interrogate that. And for that you need to prepare yourself. And we haven't had the opportunity. So, Madam Chair, and I would maybe think that for the benefit of maybe the new members who haven't had the opportunity in the past in dealing with the IDC, maybe it would have been, it would be, if I can use the phrase, educational, to listen to what the IDC has to present to us, or what they've got. That is all that I can suggest. And I mean, one would not like to see a waste of an opportunity, but that it is unacceptable, I fully agree with you. And I concur with that. And that's the kind of discipline that one must set right at the beginning of this term. That we never have a situation like that again. Thank you.
I really don't think I understand what you're saying. On the other hand, you're saying you concur. On the other hand, you say we shouldn't miss the opportunity, Mr. Murray. Yes.
I say I concur with you with the fact that it is unacceptable not to have the strategic plan in advance to prepare ourselves for proper interrogation. There I concur with you 100%. But what I've said is the fact that they are here, we are here, and maybe for the benefit of the new members that we can, you know, listen to the presentation and that it will maybe more for educational purposes, but that it cannot replace an opportunity later on for proper interrogation into their strategic plan.
I did understand you on that even before, but the issue is, are you saying we must sit here and for the sake of the new members just to listen and not do anything afterwards. That's not a waste of time and energy, actually. Meranto? Seth, I'm a new member. I'm one of the new members of this committee. I'm new in the National Assembly. I'm coming from the NCOP. Chairperson, we were expecting the IDC to table in front of us. If I get you correctly, the strat plan of their strat plan, and then they were supposed to give us in advance the strat plan so that we look at it. And the agenda of the committee was as such. Chairperson, for us to come and listen to something that we did not expect, or some notes that they did as the IDC that we might not even follow because we don't even have the background of their strat plan with us, I think it's going to be unfair. Let them come on the right time with the right information to us so that we are able to interrogate, to come and listen to a preacher, because they would look like a preacher. We are in church listening to them, and after that, when they say amen, we stand up and leave. That's going to waste our time. We've got a lot of things to do. We've got people who are waiting for us outside for information from Parliament. We are being elected by people, Chairperson, and for us to come and sit here and waste time, it's not going to help us. Thanks, Chair. Thank you.
I thank you, Honorable Chair. We think it is becoming very clear to all of us that it will not be in order for us to proceed with this meeting as the portfolio committee members, because we are not armed and prepared for this meeting. A procedure has unfortunately not been followed. So we think the IDC will go through the proper channels and make adequate arrangements so that when we meet with them again, we meet with them because we are ready for them. We know what they are going to present. We can then be able to engage them politically, strategically on the presentation as such. So we can't proceed with this meeting. We sympathize with Honorable Mared, who thinks that perhaps we should be nice and allow this handsome and beautiful gentleman and ladies to proceed here. Under different circumstances, we would consider that, but for purposes of today, we will not be able to do that. So we think we concur with the idea that we need to do the correct thing, which is to say we cannot proceed with this meeting. Another meeting will be properly arranged, where we'll sit down with the IDC, we'll listen to them, and we'll engage on what they will be present. The important thing from our side as a portfolio committee is not just to listen, but is to engage the content. That is what we're here for as portfolio members. Unfortunately, today we can't do it, so we think we better give them another opportunity, possibly through your office, Chairperson, it may be sometime next week and so on. Then we'll be ready for them. Then we can engage. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Babu Piglin?
No, thanks, Chair. Chair, I think you are really in order. How we have guided this meeting at the beginning of it, I think let's really concur and follow it to the latter in the manner that you're following the procedure and the process where we are going to consider in making sure that we reconvene this meeting in the manner that you have outlined. It was procedural. So let's follow it. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see any further hands. Thank you very much, members, for that. And I won't waste your time any further. May I then declare the meeting closed and adjourned. Thank you. We'll meet on Tuesday.
I forget. Okay.
Tuesday the 18th. Thank you for your attendance.
This is the plan.
Yeah.
I paid off in